office to here. My glasses disappeared, all right? So you get to see me in some real stylish women's apparel today. Put my notes in my iPad, I can make my font as big as I want to do that. I can make it big. But I do like to read my Bible, you know? And you can do it however you want to do it, okay? You can do your electronic Bible if you want. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But for me, I like to read it out of the Bible, all right? Isaiah chapter 38. Verse 1, I'm just going to read you a few. We're going to skip through this whole chapter here, all right? So just kind of follow with me. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him, said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And he said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth, with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Syria, and I will defend this city. And this shall be a sign unto thee, from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which has gone down in the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backward. So the sun returned 10 degrees, by which degrees it was gone down. Amen. Isn't that awesome story? Drop down if you would. Amen. Verse 17, Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. This is kind of a psalm or a song of Hezekiah that he was writing in praise to God. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, for thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, notice how he repeats that, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Notice verse 20. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Amen. I want to talk to you about tonight. The Lord is ready.
Amen. I believe it.
The Lord is ready. Oh, man. You look at Hezekiah here, all right? Hezekiah is in one of the most difficult things of his life. He is at a very difficult time. He is sick. He has been told by the Lord that it is a sickness unto death. He is going to die. He is going to die. He turns to the wall. He calls out to God, he cries, he weeps bitterly before the Lord. The Lord hears his prayer. Amen. And God moves. Amen. God did three things for him. Three things there. First of all, he healed his body. He healed his body. He gave him healing. Isn't that awesome that the Lord has power to heal? Amen. That the Lord has power to heal. And God is the one that said, it's a sickness unto death. You're going to die. Amen. But God healed him. So he had healing in his body. Healed from the sickness. But then the next thing I want you to notice, he was delivered. He was delivered. He was delivered from the attack of the enemy. He was delivered from the onslaught of the enemy. And the Lord said, I will defend this city. I will defend this. He was being delivered. I'm glad the Lord still has power to deliver today. Hallelujah. The Lord has power to deliver. But also, notice this. The third thing he did, he says, I'm going to show you. And this is going to be a sign unto you. I'm going to make the sun go backwards. I'm going to make the sun go backwards. Now listen, amen, Joshua had the sun stand still. But the Lord moved it backwards for Hezekiah. The Lord turned back time. Oh, isn't it awesome? Amen, that we serve a God that is in control of everything. Amen, He is in control of everything. Oh, we could preach to you a long time tonight out of these verses, and I may yet, because, you know, you can always leave, but, you know, then I might get my feelings hurt. But, man, think about this. Amen, the Lord healed him, the Lord saved him and delivered him. Amen, and then the Lord showed him, I am in control. Ultimate control of everything.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people, you may be in control of something tonight. Okay? Amen. Brother Brett's in control of the microphone. He can turn it off. If he goes home and wants to go home early, I guess that's what he'll do. Okay? He's in control. He's got that button. Push it up. All right? Maybe you're in control of something tonight. On the way home, I hope you're in control of your car. Hope you have control. That's all. You know, it's kind of amazing to have control in something. Maybe if you, at work, you control something. Man, that's pretty awesome that you have control over something. Some people love control, don't they? They want to control everything. They want to control it all. Because it gives you a sense of power to have control. Right? Yeah, that's why people, they like control to control things, because it gives them a sense of power. But our God is not just in control of a microphone, not just in control of an automobile. He's not just in control of some machine somewhere. But listen, our God is in control of the universe. Amen. If you have just a little bit of power come to you because of the little machine that you're controlling, amen, how much power does our God have? Amen. That He is in control of the universe. He is in control of it all. Amen. That He can tell the sun not only to stand still, but He can tell the sun, go backwards. I want you to add hours to the day, moments to the day. I want you to go backwards. Oh, man, I'll tell you what a wonderful God that we have. A wonderful God that we have. You go down the latter part of the chapter, and Hezekiah is praising the Lord for what he's done. Hezekiah begins to praise the Lord, and we can see in those last few verses, there's a lesson here for the lost. He says, the dead cannot praise thee. The dead, they can't lift their voice and celebrate the Lord. The dead, they cannot praise God. Well, that we know that, right? We know that. The dead cannot praise God. Somebody in a casket, when was the last time you went to a funeral? And the preacher said, let's praise the Lord. And the person in the casket lifted their hand. Man, I'd be out of there. I'd be gone. Woo, right? I mean, when was the last time that happened? The dead don't praise the Lord. It's the responsibility of the living. Amen. Those that are dead in their trespasses and sin, they do not praise God. They do not worship God. They do not give glory to God. But then there's a lesson for the living. But he tells us it is the living, those that are alive today, that will worship and praise God and give glory to the Lord. Amen. It is the responsibility. Those of us that have life in Jesus Christ, those that are of us that are alive and alive forevermore. Amen. It is our responsibility. Amen. To give God glory and to give Him praise. Amen. If you have been set free from your sins, amen, you have a responsibility. Amen. To give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only a lesson to the living, but it's a lesson about the Lord. There's a lesson here about the Lord, and that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Amen. What is that lesson? Amen. That God is ready. That God is ready. Hallelujah. We serve a ready God. A ready God. Now, let me just add, there's things that are ready. Okay? There's things that are ready. The fire department. I like Brother Johnny, the fire department, I'd like for him to be ready. You know? It don't encourage me to drive by the fire department and see all the fire trucks up on jacks, all the wheels off. You know? That's not really encouraging. I like to know the fire department's ready. And there's some fire departments, they sleep there on a 24-hour shift. They don't even go home. They stay there all the time. Somebody's always at the ready. You never know when you're going to have a fire. Never know when you're going to have to call the fire department. It's good to know that they are ready. They tell me that in the military, there are people always on the ready. Amen. Whether it's a fighter jet somewhere, a fighter squadron that's ready at any moment. Somebody's ready. They're prepared. If there's an attack, if the enemy comes in. Hey, man, you know, we don't want to think that the enemy could come and be in. I started to say Chicago, but I think they're already there. We don't want the enemy, amen, to end up in St. Louis, amen, and nobody even know that they're coming, right? Amen. Amen, we don't want that to happen. We want them to find them long before they get there. And there's somebody that's ready to intercept, ready to catch them, ready to stop them before they get to the shores of the United States of America. Amen, but I'm talking about a God that is ready. 24/7, He is ready. He's ready. Hallelujah. Hezekiah, he is sick unto death. He has got a tremendous need in his life. He is overwhelmed. He is at the point of breaking. He has hit the wall. He has come up against the wall. There is no answer. There is no way out. There is no escape from it. God has said, amen, that you will die. That's a frightening thing to hear. That'd be a frightening thing to hear. I know that we stand here, sit here tonight, most cases, and we say, we know we're going to die. What if you knew you was going to die within the next 7 days? It's a frightening thing. Think that you're going to die. We face things in life that are frightening. Fear grips our heart. We are overwhelmed with the fear that we feel inside of us because we are at a wall. It seems like there is no escape, nowhere to go. Amen, that there is no answer. Amen, can I tell you that God is ready? That God is ready? Amen, when you feel like you have come up against the wall, there is still a God that is ready right now. Amen, when you feel like you have come to the end and there is no place else to go, amen, there is a God that is ready. There is a God that is ready to work for you, a ready God that is ready to help you, a God that is ready to respond to your need. Amen, first I want you to know, amen, he wept. He cried. He wept and cried. It was a tremendous load on him. But he cried out to the Lord. He cried out to God. There is a God that is ready to move for you. He's just waiting. He's just waiting for your call. He's just waiting for somebody, amen, that's up against the wall to say, God, I need you to work in my life. Amen. Hezekiah began to talk to the Lord. And he began to tell the Lord, God, oh God, amen, those that are dead cannot praise you. God, those that die cannot give you glory. Those, Lord, that have passed from the scene, God, they can't testify of your greatness. They cannot testify of your goodness, but those that are alive. I think what Hezekiah was saying, Lord, man, I want to give you glory for what you do. I want to give you praise for what you do. Lord, if this is the end, I won't be able to give you praise. I want you to know there's a God that is ready tonight. There is a God that is ready to move in your life. And a God that is in control of every circumstance. Yes, he is. of every situation. Amen. When we begin to sing those songs tonight, Brother Jackson, amen, God is ready. He knows exactly what's going on. Amen. He knew, he heard the prayer of Hezekiah. He heard that prayer. Isaiah did not even get out of the courtyard of the palace before God spoke to him and said, go back. Go back and tell him I'm going to give him 15 more years. Go back and tell him I'm going to heal him. I'm going to deliver him. I'm going to save him. And I'm going to show him great things that he knows that I am in control of his life. Amen. God wants you to know he is in control. He can control the sun, and he can control your life as well. We serve a God that is ready. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what it is? Be ready. You ever had somebody say, okay, let's go. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Remember when you was dating? You knocked at the door. I'm not ready. Remember when you was getting ready to leave for church tonight? Right? Some of you, and they said, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But we have a God that is prepared. He is ready. Amen. And he is ready to move in your life. What a wonderful God that we have, that he's not only ready, but he's in control of it all. Amen. He's ready to work in your life right now.
Hallelujah.
So I was thinking about it today. God, that is ready. Where are you at right now in your life? Are you up against the wall? God is ready. He's ready to move. All he's waiting for is for you. He is a God that is ready to deliver, a God that is ready to set free, a God that is ready to heal, God that is ready to save. And he's a God that is in control of everything, of every circumstance, of everything going on in your life right now. He's a God that's in control.
Yes, he is.
He's ready. Amen. Why don't you stand with me if you would? God is ready. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads for just a moment. God is ready. God is ready. God is ready. Something is ready. It implies they're waiting. God is ready. He's ready. You up against the wall? God's ready. You need God to work for you, God's ready. Fire breaks out in your house tonight. Don't go stand in the front yard and wonder where the fire department's at if you never called them.
That's right. That's right.
You can stand out there and gripe and complain about how long it's taking the fire department to get there. But if you never call them.
That's it.
They're there. They're ready.
Oh, have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Dear Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord, God, that you speak to our heart. God, to every heart right now, Lord Jesus, I ask you, God, that you have moved on this day. Lord, I believe, God, that you are ready to work. You're ready, Lord God, to step in the situation. God, you've got it all in your control already. Lord, you are at the controls of our life. God, if need be, you could turn back time. You are in control. You're standing at the ready right now. Lord, I ask you, God. I ask you, God, that you would move on our hearts. That you move on our lives right now. God, if you know the needs of people's lives, you know what they're up against, Lord Jesus. You know what they face each and every day. God, you know what they're going through and what they've been going through throughout the day. God, throughout the week. God, you know, Lord Jesus, what they are enduring right now. You know the pain that they feel. You know the disappointment that they feel. You know the fear that is overwhelming them right now. But God, you are ready. You are ready right now. I ask you, Jesus, that you touch our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Our heads bowed right now. Amen. You're at the wall. I want you to just lift your hand and say, Brother David, man, I need God to move. Man, I need God to move. God bless you. Yes. Anybody else tonight? Oh, God is ready. Oh, thank you, God. You're ready. Right now, that means He's ready right now to do something in your life. Hallelujah. Church, I want us to come right now. Those that lifted your hand, I want you to come. Amen. Let's pray.
problems you face is all that you need. There's power in prayer. He's the God that can't fail when friends let you down. So cast all your cares on Him, 'cause I'm found. You can take